hello, my name is Malcolm D. Smith, and this is the True You Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about waiting for a sign and following your gut. So first of all, thank you for joining me today. I hope that you are enjoying our podcast up to this point. So I saw a sign on the road the other day that said, if you're looking for a sign, here it is, which I thought was a pretty clever sign. It wasn't an ad for anything. It was just a white sign with black words on it. And I'd seen something similar several years ago. But how many of us just wait for a sign before we act, whether that's a sign from God or we have a bird fly in to the window and we take that as a sign? There are all kinds of things that we make up as signs before we'll act. And what I wanted to talk today about was, what about the signs that are internal with you? When is it that you stop and you listen to your gut, where your gut says to you, this is not a person I want to have this conversation with, or that's not a person that person should be in a business relationship with, or I should call my sister because something's off, or maybe I should call my friend's sister because something's off, whatever it is. Where is it where you're listening to your gut, where you're following that intuition? Some people may call it God talking to you. Some people call it intuition. Whatever you call it is up to you. I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong, but if you've experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. I would journey to say that that's the true you. Now, for me, I have had different experiences in life with those feelings. There are times where I haven't had those feelings at all, and then of late, I've been having them more often than not. Now, I can't pinpoint where they're going to show up, and sometimes I'll just have a thought, and I'll reach out to a friend, and I'll say, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, how did you know I needed to hear from you? Or the last time this happened, which was about 2 weeks ago, I reached out to someone and they said, I'm really struggling today. And it was just so perfect to hear from you. And all I said was, I'm thinking about you, wanted you to know I love you. That's all I said. But that's exactly what they needed. So was that God using me in that moment to reach out to that person? It could have been. But the bottom line is that I listened to it. It wasn't something that I had the thought and washed it away. Now, there's nothing wrong with pushing those things away. But I bring that up because when I saw the sign that said, if you're waiting for a sign, here's your sign, I thought about, where is it where we want to do things and we wait? We push them off. Maybe you're a procrastinator. Procrastination is one of the things that I'm working with myself. I'll come up with a lot of great ideas and either A, won't do them, or B, start them and don't finish them, or C, start them. Well, I guess that's if I'm not finishing them, it's because I'm procrastinating. So let's see. One of the things I said is that I'm a cellist. I play the cello. There are times where I know I need to practice a cello, and I think about it, and then I finally will sit down and do it. The time during the pandemic was great because that was part of my daily routine, was to practice my cello, and it was fantastic. As life has started going again, I have not practiced my cello as diligently as I could, but when I sit down and play the cello, then it's almost like I have to pull myself away from it, or I get to that point where my body's like, enough is enough. What are the things that you love doing, but you put off doing? And maybe you don't do that. Maybe that's just something that some people do. There are people who, in the bank assessment, we call them blueprints. There are people who they like processes and structures and systems, and they do things step by step, and they have a routine that they follow, and they probably are not the procrastinators. There are other people, the nurturings, there's four groups, nurturing is one of them. They'd rather talk to people or interact and do fun things. It just depends on you as an individual, and it doesn't matter what category you're in, but the bottom line is there are things that you're putting off that may be being put off because you don't want to do them. They're not true to you. They're not an expression of you. It's something that someone else wants you to do. And if it's your job or something, then go ahead and do it because that's what they're paying you money for. But if it's something that's more extracurricular and it's not really what you want to do, then consider, why are you agreeing to do it? Maybe there's a conversation for you to have to say, hey, you know, this isn't really, I thought this was something I wanted to do and I really didn't want to do it. I just wanted to make you happy because I care about a relationship, and that is important to me. Or I didn't really want to do it, but I'll do it because I told you I would. But morally, more importantly, I'm doing this to support our relationship. That's a real conversation that you can have. If there's something you said you'd do and it's just in your gut, you know it shouldn't happen, then I'd say, and I'd encourage you to not do it. You know, when I had that, when I saw that billboard, I thought of an example, and wouldn't you know, right now is escaping my mind. It doesn't matter. I think you all get the point. The bottom line is, if you're waiting for a sign to do something, here is your sign. You heard today on the True You podcast, it's time to do it. So maybe that's writing a book. You know, I wrote a book, The True Transformation. It's available on Amazon if you want to read it. That book wouldn't have happened if I had put things off. Now, I was excited to put it out. It was a true expression of me. And so the sign that I needed to make that happen was the conversation that I had with my coach. I have a coach. If you don't have a coach, I highly encourage you to find a coach. There are all kinds of coaches out there. I'm a coach. I have clients. I value coaching. I think that coaches can help you see things that you didn't know you'd see. I'm a sales coach, so I work with people around sales. I also work with people on individual coaching, and I train people. I'm a professional trainer, corporate trainer, and that's the other thing that I do. But when it comes to personal things, for me, I got to look at, is this something that truly is calling to me? Or is it something I feel like I should do? Or is it something I really want to do? Now, one of the things I've been taking on is making sure that the things that I'm doing and the things that I'm spending time on are things that are important to me. The relationships that I have, that I'm spending time with them. And if I'm spending time doing other things and not having time for other relationships, I stop and I'm looking at, are these relationships that are really important, or are they doing fine? You've heard the term about there's a reason, a season, and a lifetime of relationships. So maybe those relationships were good for a season, or they were around for a reason, but it's time to let them go, and that's okay. For some people, that's hard to do, to let go of those relationships, because they thrive on relationships. It's something that validates them, and it's important to them. So I'd say practice going with your gut. If you're not sure about what that is, I did something today that I hadn't done. There's a program that it's an app, and every day they introduce a new thing. And on today's app, they had us do 10 minutes where we just wrote nonstop whatever came to mind. And if you couldn't come up with anything, then you just wrote, I have nothing to write. I didn't run out of stuff to say. I had a lot to say. But what was interesting about that was that I came up with a solution or different ideas on things that I had been thinking about that I didn't know that I thought it was just some exercise we were doing. I didn't realize it was going to bring something out in me, but it helped me connect with what were, it uncovered the things that were true to me just by writing those things out in 10 minutes. I invite you to take that on and see if that works for you. For some people, it's meditation. They find answers. For other people, they get a tickle or a little twitch in their stomach when things are right. I remember there have been times, I used to work with a personal trainer several years ago, and there were three times where people came into his gym over the 3 years that I was working with him. And every time that I met those people, something just didn't seem right. And I didn't say anything because it wasn't mine to say. And I wouldn't even know what to say. But in all three situations, those people didn't stick around. He came and told me different things about them. One was a scammer and was totally trying to scam him and everybody that was in the company. They were just different things. And that piece wasn't important as much as it was, I was like, ooh, I got, like, my spidey senses went off with them. So I would assert that you have spidey senses, that's your true you talking to you. It's your true intuition, if you want to call it that. And that you have things that are within you that where you need to follow your gut and not just wait for a sign. And if you are waiting for the sign, here's your sign. But forget that sign, listen to yourself, go with what's there. In the last podcast, we talk about failing. Sometimes you think you're going with your gut and you're wrong, but there's some opportunity that's in there. You can fail forward or learn from that mistake. Now, that may not work when it's talking, when you're talking about gambling on a team. That's a whole different kind of feeling. That's, come on, we got to get lucky tonight. That's a little different than what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about being true to yourself and following that gut feeling that you have. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope you get something from that. Send me an email at info@iammalcolm.com. Let me know what you got out of this, any experiences or stories you've had. I am going to be changing the format in the near future, and I'm going to be inviting people to come in and talk to me about what it means to them to be the True You. What are your passions as a coach and as the owner of the True You? My job and what I take on is working with people and individuals to tap into their true self and to find out what their passions are so that they can bring those forward. I use a lot of different tools to do that. And use the different experiences and training that I've had as a professional social worker, 20 years more of professional development. I've been trained as a bank code trainer and coach. So I've got a lot of experience that I bring forward, but it all is designed to support people in just being who they are. So with my friends, I just have conversations and sometimes remind them of who they are or ask questions to challenge when they're not being true to themselves, because that's really the best thing you can do. You're an amazing person. You have a lot to offer the world. And so I encourage you to bring that out. That's it. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye.